All right, here it is. Enter at what? The narrow gate. Why? Wide is the gate. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Who's speaking?
Jesus.
And there are many who are going through it. What does that mean? Let's look at the numbers. In America today, in the world today, this is very, very telling to me. Next week, I'm going to tell you when Jesus is coming. This is very telling, and it is this. There are 7 billion people on earth right now. Not in the ages, not right now, living, breathing, 7 billion people. Worldwide, in all branches of so-called Christianity. Now understand, that would include the Universalists, that would include Jehovah's Witnesses, that would include Roman Catholicism, that would include every denomination, that would include nations that are called Christian because they are a Christian majority. So we're not talking about born-again people, which in the exclusivity of the gospel is a requirement. Otherwise, you have some other gospel that's not a gospel. The gospel is exclusive. Watch. 7 billion people on earth, 2 billion of the 7 are categorized as Christians. If every single one of them this moment was a born again, on fire for God, true believer, which they are not, right? If every one of them was, and Jesus came, I'm going to tell you when, Sunday. And Jesus came in the next 30 seconds. If every one of them made it, 75% of 7 billion people would immediately find out that hell is a reality. Everybody's not going to heaven. Everybody that says, you want to talk about exclusivity, Lord, in your name, didn't we cast out devils? Yes, you did. In my name. What else? In your name, didn't we? I'm looking at you, Professor Sams. Didn't we? Thank you, student. Didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we sing the worship songs in your name? Didn't we help other little believers along the way in your name? And Jesus said, depart from me. Where did we get this Sunday school Jesus? I want to know that. I want somebody to stand up and tell me where we got the blue flannel graph, 2/3 effeminate Jesus. I want to know where we got him. Because that's not the Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John points his finger at you today and says, he that is not with us is against us. Where's that Jesus? Where's that throw the money changers out of the temple Jesus? Where is that Jesus that looks at the religious crowd and says, you're a den of vipers? Where's that Jesus? Where's that Jesus that says, as I'm sure painful as it was for him to say, since he's the one that climbed Calvary's rugged crag and spread his life out on that rugged, mean, angry, biting beam and shed his blood so that we would never know what hell looks like, paid that price for every person, and yet he, with broken heart, has to say, there are way more of you not going to make it than make it. Where's that Jesus? Here's how much Jesus loved you. He refused to not give you the opportunity to miss hell. That's how much he loves you. Stop gauging his love for you by what kind of car you drive. Stop gauging his love for you by how much money you've got in a stupid bank account somewhere. Stop gauging his love for you because you get chill bumps during the worship music. Stop gauging. I told you Wednesday night, it's time for the church to lose its mind in praise over this one thought. He saved me. You want to shout? Shout because your sin's forgiven. You want to He didn't say shout because you're a Christian specialist preacher and you have a deliverance ministry. He said, don't you dare shout because devils are subject to you. Shout because your name is recorded in blood. I dare you to praise him for that. That you'll never be swallowed up in the black fires of hell. Stop trying to praise him about natural things. Start screaming, somebody that you know that needs Jesus' name right now. Start screaming it. I didn't say whisper it, and I didn't say mouth. I said scream somebody's name like you had to get their attention before they got hit by a train. Scream their name. Scream their name. Scream their name. Scream their name. Keep screaming. Keep screaming. Those are the souls whose names you've already written down. Now pick one up. Pick one up. Just one. Pick one up. In behind the fire aisle, they're passing them in stacks down the aisle. Pick them up. Pick them up. If you need some, run down here and get some of these. Everybody get one. Is there a name on it? Is there a name on it? I need an answer. Is there a name on it? That's the name that somebody else in this church wrote down to believe that on next Sunday morning, they will give their life to Jesus in this church. I thought I heard somebody shouting. I don't want you to have the name you wrote down. That's why I did it this way. Somebody get these and pass them out. Don't leave them laying there. Those are souls. Those are people who, unless God reaches them, at this moment will spend eternity in hell. Now, but nice, has everybody got at least one? If you've got it, hold it, wave it around. Everybody's got at least one. I want them not to be timid, so y'all help me. For the next 30 seconds, I want you to lay your hands on that and scream their name and declare and decree they shall be saved. One, two, three. Do your work.
They shall be saved. They shall be saved. They
do your work. Bind the devil. Bind every attitude. Bind every distraction. Bind every wicked spirit. Bind every addiction. Bind every fear. Bind every flat tire and empty gas tank. Jesus died for them. Jesus died for them. Prayed for them like the only thing standing between their eternity and hell is you. This is the church. This is the church. This is the church. All right. Be seated. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to keep that. And whosoever name you wrote down before today is somewhere on one of these. Somebody is going to be praying and fasting this week over that name in agreement with you.
Yeah.
Pray ye one for another that you may be healed. And I loose a spirit on you that whoever your one was,
yeah, yeah,
that somebody else through these cards is agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have to buy them an airplane ticket, we'll be here next Sunday morning. Buy them coffee. Go pick them up. Buy them a steak afterwards.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Tell them they can wear their cutoff jeans and short pants. I don't particularly care. Get them here.
Yeah.
Your one. Somebody else has your one's name right now. Scream the name you've got right now on three. One, two, three. Shall be saved.
Shall be
saved. Now do the whole thing on three. One, two, three. Next Sunday morning. Now show me how you're going to act when you're one. Praise that prayer. Go ahead and keep shouting. Your one may be our next usher. Your one may be our next professor at Valor Christian College.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Your one may be our next worship leader. Your one may be the next choir member. Your one may be the next great evangelist.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus.
Hey. All right. Next Sunday morning, God being my help, I'm going to answer these questions. Who is coming? How are they coming? What will happen? Where? are they coming? And lastly, when is Jesus coming? And I know, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell them next Sunday, I know when Jesus is coming. Please bring your one. Just before I receive my gift, I must first bring my King his gift. My Lord, my Savior, my Sovereign, my King, my everything, my life, my hope, my joy, my peace, my strength, my glory, the lifter of my head, the breath I breathe, the life I live. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. This one thing is for sure. Tomorrow is promised to no one. This one thing I know. You're never getting off this planet alive. How tragic it would be for you to be here this fine morning, there in Elkhart, this fine day, or watching online, and you be one of those 75% that are on the Broadway that leads to destruction. Turn around today. Get on the right path. Robert Frost said it. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I chose the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Choose the narrow way today. It leads to life everlasting.
Yes.
Choose Jesus.
Yes.
Do it today.
Yes.
Let him forgive your sins.
Yes.
Let him give you eternal life. Pillow your head today as sure for heaven as if you were already there. You can break the chains. You can be free. It's not too late for you.
That's right.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. While I was preparing the message that I would preach today, yesterday, I got a phone text. Pastor, please pray. Pray for your niece, Amy. She lives in Florida. One of her top two best friends in high school, but 40 years of age, just days ago, found out by the doctor's report she had an aggressive cancer. She died today, Uncle. She's gone. I threw my Bible on the floor and I began to cry out to God. Oh, God. I can't pray for her soul. It's too late. She has no other chance. No other opportunity. If she was lost, she's lost forever. I pray, oh God, that you will help me live every moment of my life, if I might spare one man or woman,
yes,
eternity, yes, in a place called hell.
Yes.
So I beckon you today, right there in your seat, right there in Elkhart, right there online. Are you sure? Are you ready to go to heaven? Do you know it beyond all doubt? If you do not, you can. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to make the choice God sends no one to hell, and I would not serve a God who did. Hell was not made for you, it was made for the devil and for his angels.
Right.
Heaven was made for you.
Yes.
But all Jesus can do today through my voice is say, accept me.
Yes.
Let me forgive your sins. Let me make you a new creature. He'll do it for you. But you have to open your heart. You have to say, come in, Lord Jesus. He's standing and knocking at the door of your heart right now. Your hands are perspiring. You wish we would end the service. You're uncomfortable. There's something not right. It's the Holy Spirit letting you know this is your moment.
Yeah. Yes.
You're about to receive the forgiveness of your sins and eternal life. You're about to become a brand new creature. And there's nothing Satan can do about it. I'm going to count to three. And when I say three, I want you to raise your hand as quickly and boldly as you can. This time tomorrow, I may be in heaven and you may not be. But right now, you have a chance to make the decision you'll be glad you made when you stand before God in eternity. Do it right now. I'm counting. One. 15 seconds. Two. 10 seconds. This is it. No one can make the choice for you. Hands are already going up. Do it now. Do it now bravely and boldly. Raise that hand. One, two, three. Raise it and leave it up. Leave it up high. Leave it up high. Don't put it down. Just as bravely and boldly. When I say three this time, stand up big and tall. Do it now. One, two, three. Stand. Stand all over the building. Everybody's standing now. Everybody, get happy. Hell's chains are being broken. You raised your hand. You stood to your feet. That's wonderful. But it won't take you to heaven. Jesus said, every person I call to make a public profession.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to help you. Everybody in this building that only wishes you'd accepted Jesus one day sooner, go ahead and clap and shout. Yeah. Everybody that believes it was the greatest choice you've ever made in life or eternity, clap and shout some more. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Every person that raised the hand, every person that stood for Jesus, we're going to sing. Get into an aisle, come and meet me here, and we're going to pray. Bring your belongings with you. Come on down every aisle. Come to Jesus there in Elkhart. Come to Jesus. Online, just click the icon. Go in the comments and say, I'm accepting Christ. Look at this church. Come on. Come on. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.